I'm Bobby Connor for South Carolina Public Radio with Health Focus here at the remote studio for the Medical University of South Carolina in Charleston. Yogic breathing exercises can be an important tool to help calm the mind and body during stressful times. To talk about practicing simple, slow, or deep breathing exercises on a regular basis to help manage stress, especially during the pandemic, is Dr. Sundar Balasubramanian. He's an assistant professor of radiation oncology at MUSC. He grew up practicing yoga in India, and he's involved in research related to yogic breathing, and he teaches these breathing exercises at the Survivors Fit Club and Healthy Charleston Challenge and other programs. Dr. Balasubramanian, what is yogic breathing, and how can this type of breathing exercise help us with stress?
Yogic breathing is a collection of several breathing exercises that are targeted to address the mind and body. A lot of studies have shown how these exercises are useful in improving the physical health and mental health.
And what exactly can this kind of breathing do to settle us down? What's going on in the mind and the body when we do these breathing exercises?
When we are doing these breathing exercises, the mind calms down. The mind is looking at the breathing, constantly watching how the breathing is going on.
And what sort of simple breathing exercise can we do just to get started?
Start watching the breathing. How am I breathing right now? That mere watching in itself will help you to slow down on the breathing and will allow you to take deeper breaths. For instance, you will be engaging the abdomen more, you'll be filling more air, and your breathing also will get a little deeper and slower. And that is the very first and simple step one can take. Set aside a specific time of the day to practice, maybe 10 minutes.
Can you suggest another basic breathing exercise that we can do as a routine after we get the hang of the deep, slow breathing?
Yes, once you're trained with that deep, slow breathing, you can add breath retention. So basically, all these breathing exercises will go through the nostrils. So you inhale, hold, exhale, and hold. That is kind of the cyclic pattern that is followed in this particular practice, where the inhalation and exhalation are for the same duration. Say, for example, you can inhale and exhale for 8 counts. And then you can include a breath retention for half the count. For example, if you're inhaling for 8 counts, after complete inhalation, hold the breath for 4 counts. After that breath hold, exhale for 8 counts, and then hold the breath for 4 counts.
And then we can repeat that pattern several times?
Yes, you can repeat this exercise several times as long as you are comfortable.
Dr. Balasubramanian, thanks for providing this information about yogic breathing to help reduce stress.
It's a great pleasure talking with you, Bobby.
From the remote studio for the Medical University of South Carolina in Charleston, I'm Bobby Connor for South Carolina Public Radio.